Julie Doncole, and I played Veruca Salt in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I'm here with the other Wonka kids, and this is the first time in 30 years, the first time ever, that we have all been in the same room watching this movie together.
Peter Ostrom, Charlie Bucket.
Hi, I'm Paris Themon. There's my credit up there on the bottom.
Timing.
I'm not sure why that is, but I played Mike TV in the film.
Hi, this is Michael Böllner. I'm from Germany, and I played Augustus Gloop in the film.
Hi, this is Denise Nickerson. You got any gum? I played Violet Beauregard, the blueberry.
Well, I'm already thinking of things to say. The art director credit that you just saw, Harper Goff, was borrowed, as I understand it, from Disney, and he designed, among other things, the Captain Nemo vessel in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
And I remember being told that this was all filmed in the Tobler factory in Switzerland. Is that right?
I didn't know that.
There you go. So I'm told. But you are speaking to the only child, probably at that time, that did not like chocolate.
That's you.
That's me. I've worked on it since.
How was Howard Jeffrey, Peter, the choreographer? Do you remember him?
I don't think he thought much of my dancing skills.
I guess Jack was the real hooper in the crowd. Jack Albertson.
This is the point where you start to feel sick already.
Or hungry.
Oh, look.
Where are they all now?
Well, I have one.
I know you do.
Nice Bavarian town.
Cool. Okay, he's running out the first door. And do we recognize anybody?
No.
No.
This is Munich, by the way.
Grunwald. Is that how you say it, Michael?
Oh, this is
Grunwald.
That is my pronunciation. Grunwald.
Yeah,
it's good.
Eine kleine
Spezi.
Spezi, bitte.
We used to drink Spezi.
Yes.
Aubrey Woods, fellow English actor. Lovely man.
Now, you see the dark-haired kid in the center? You see the back of his head? Oh, he's gone now.
Peter. Is it not?
No.
Yeah. Peter Stewart, Mel Stewart's daughter.
Peter Stewart.
Son.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Yes.
Who is now the series editor of a series in Britain called Eurotrash, which is a very cult, trendy, teeny show. Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew? I always hated that. Do. I'm sorry, it's American.
Do.
Do is the word.
I can only assume that Sammy Davis Jr. probably said do.
He probably said
or do. Or doobie doobie doo would be his buddy, right?
Yeah. Is this not the most successful song from the film?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
With
Sammy Davis?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
What you mean, mine wasn't?
Well, if Sammy Davis Jr. covered
it. Jealous. I actually did have a version of this, and I still have it at home somewhere, with Anthony Newley singing it.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently Anthony Newley did want to play this part, and they talked him out of it. Or wouldn't let him, or something, you know.
Who can take a sunrise?
Take it away. Who can take tomorrow? I still have my scrumdiddlyumptious bar. Well, only the wrapper, right? The chocolate.
You did.
It's Turkish Delight, it was, too.
Oh.
Very nice. But I've still got the wrapper.
Now, you've acquired a taste for chocolate,
I've
is
worked,
that
right? I say that. We worked really hard on it, but, you know, expensive chocolate. Because Veruca Salt would.
Willie, well, maybe I shouldn't use the mark, but Willie Godiva and the Chocolate Factory or something like that. Candyman thinks it
there he Charlie is. Makes his appearance.
He descends from the heavens.
Poor little guy.
I had a hard time understanding.
Anything?
Not anything. This next fellow.
Lucky.
Hey there, Mr. Jopek.
You're right. There you are.
Thanks.
Where's
Say hello
you
to your Grandpa Drew.
Okay.
Now, here's where they maybe would have had some more clues that this was... a lot of people have asked me where this is filmed. A lot of people seem to think it was filmed in England. But you get a few more clues that it's somewhere in Europe.
These running scenes were the very first few scenes that
And this probably started
shot.
Off on your running career.
That's quite possible.
And Peter is actually a marathon runner.
He's a runner.
Here we
and
are.
This is it. This is your early... Peter Ostrom's early training day.
Yes. Here we are at the Munich Gas Works.
Munich Gas Works.
That's right. The factory. Amazing.
Were those lights really there?
No, they were not. They were painted onto each individual frame.
Oh, so selling them.
Correct, yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know, this guy's scary.
One of my favorite scenes.
The fear of little men. You see, nobody ever goes in.
Quote the poet.
Nobody ever comes out.
Is it Burns? I can't remember.
Oh,
shocking. Somebody will know.
Burns, Shaughnessy,
that
something.
That scares me.
Answers yeah, someone will know.
And we're off again.
Running again.
There's Jack. Everybody loved Jack.
Absolutely. And lovely Diana Soul, your mother, who I have to say is the only one of us looks better now.
Now, come on.
Oh,
now.
Well, okay.
I mean, she looks good. I'm not going to go all there.
Oh, okay.
What years you've been saying you're going to get out of that bed, I've yet to see you set foot on the floor.
And she tells a lovely story about Grandpa George,
yes.
Who was a German actor. And there's a shot at some point, I can't remember when, where you look under the bed, and he'd got into bed and put his shoes under the bed, and they needed to move his shoes. They were his own personal shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't let his shoes go because that was the only possession that he kind of prized during the war. He was so desperately afraid of losing his shoes that he got in a terrible state about it, and they had to get a translator in to explain that we weren't actually going to steal his shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
This fell.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shoes, you know, the very first day that I showed up on the set, they were doing this scene. And my sister and I showed up, and I had just come from California. I had been out there for 8 weeks doing a scene, a movie in the desert. And so I had 36 hours in New York. It was like a quick pack deal. And fly to Germany, and we show up, and Mel says, well, what have you got for her for clothes? And a loaf of bread looks like well, we showed him my clothes, and he says, how could you bring this girl to Germany? And he made this big scene. I mean, it was so embarrassing. How could you bring this girl to Germany in the middle of the winter without winter shoes? I could have crawled under a rock and died.
You could have taken George's, but I don't think he would have had any.
He was standing right behind me, looking up at the factory. Just before he left, he said, nobody ever goes in, and nobody ever comes out.
And right he was, Charlie.
Look at that TV.
Looks like my TV I have now.
Rest as workers to steal Mr. Wonka's secret recipes, especially Slugworth. Oh, that Slugworth, he was the worst. Finally, Mr. Wonka shouted, I shall be ruined. Close the factory. And that's just what he did. He locked the gates and vanished completely. And then suddenly, about 3 years later, the most amazing...
Jack and I had a nice time doing this scene. I remember it.
Really?
Remember it very well. He was just wonderful.
So that no one, not even...
He won an Oscar for The Subject Was Roses.
Magical man. Very talented.
But who? Who are they?
I remember he used to show us vaudeville routines.
Yes, me too.
There was never a dull moment on that.
That's
with Jack.
A definite personality.
That's not, you'll see
okay,
more
in the front row, Bobby Rowe.
Bobby Rowe, who was the first assistant director's son.
Mm-hmm. That was our alternate.
Mm.
Okay.
And also Mel's son again, and Mel's daughter is in the scene.
Madeline,
yeah. Right.
Bobby Rowe was my stand-in for the film.
And stand-in for other things, but, you know, who am I to speak?
Denise and I were fighting over Peter, and when one of us lost, the other one got Bobby Rowe. I'm sorry, Bobby.
But Bobby, we must tell you that we think you are the bomb, truly.
There he is, just over the shoulder there, the blonde fellow on the camera left.
How was it? Did you jump really with this? It looks
it looked like you were
terrified. Like.
It's the pigtails in the second row, the red pigtails. Who's the
Madeline?
Yeah, Madeline.
Yes, I see her. I don't see Bobby though.
Yeah, he was in the front row.
There's Peter.
What's his character's name? Winkleman.
Winkleman.
Which one is Bobby?
He was in the front row. The cute blonde one. How can you forget?
No, but I'm looking at the back.
No, he's gone.
Okay,
well, of course,
gone.
He was the assistant director's son, so he's not going to have the lines and the good coverage and so forth. But the director's son had...
I always thought that sweater looked really itchy. I'm sorry, I just looked at that. I'm glad I wasn't wearing that.
It's the only thing I had to wear. It was a poor kid.
I knitted the little tassels on the bottom.
Summertime and I'm wearing a sweater.
It was not summer. It was fall.
Actually,
remember, Mel reminded me, okay? You didn't bring this girl any winter shoes.
Hmm. You
think I've got a chance to
find one?
No.
No, actually, no.
Forget about it. There is no justice.
Okay, here you go.
The first time I saw the film, these different vignettes of people trying to find the Wonka bars just blew me away.
Yeah.
I really thought that they really tied the film together here at the outset.
Yeah, sure.
And I still can't stop myself from believing them.
I've told you, Mr. Hofstetter. To believe in one's dreams is a manifestation of insanity. And the sooner you accept this, the sooner you'll get well.
But I dreamed the archangel appeared and whispered into my ear and told me where to find a golden Wonka ticket.
And what exactly did he say?
See, this guy's German. You find a lot of the smaller parts are played by Germans because that's where we were.
Sure.
We
began with five
golden tickets. Slugworth is German. Michael, of course, is German.
Yeah. Was a smaller part.
Okay, who's coming up now?
No.
Who's coming up now? As you all know, last night
we got our answer. Uh-huh. While we at America slept, the first golden ticket was found in the small town of Dusselheim, Germany. Dusselheim. Does that exist?
Don't know. Maybe Düsseldorf.
People have asked me if they thought that Mel did this antler thing on purpose, but I think it's got to be obvious that he did it on purpose.
Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. Prominent pork butcher. The boy's name,
Augustus Gloom. Yeah.
You go, boy. You were just as adorable then. Hungry. It's going to cost an unfortunate
fudge. Mr. Gloom, would you mind? Any idea what that was made out of?
No. But it was a terrible day. I have to eat this knackwurst all time long, and I don't like them at all.
Did they give you a spit bucket?
This restaurant.
So you eat
close to. I'm close to.
Mm.
The restaurant where that was filmed was a restaurant that we often went to eat.
You know, I thought it looked familiar. 30 years I've been wondering where that was.
It was very close to the Schloss Hotel.
It was.
Where we all lived.
So you like knackwurst?
Not as much as you do.
Peter, what's happened to that scarf? Do you still wear it?
My I have to laugh at my hair in this film. When my daughter sees this, she goes, "Dad, what? Why did they have you wearing a wig?" Not a wig. My real hair. It keeps changing. Never seen it.
I have to say, we had. It was in the days 30 years ago when the main obsession with hair was about split ends. And every single shampoo product was about curing his split ends. And we had a German makeup lady who was obsessed with split ends. And she used to twist my hair into like a tight rope and then run a candle down it and burn the split ends off. Mm. And if you look during the movie, my hair shrinks.
Because it caught fire several times.
Oh, that's a great story.
Now, this is a scene where you see just a lot of prop Wonka bars that are Wonka labels that nobody knows where they are. I mean, any one individual one fetches a fair price on eBay, and look at how many.
If you have one.
Uh-oh. Yay.
Oh, there you are.
No change.
My favorite. This is Mike TV. I'm a Veruca fan.
Me too.
For 5 days now, the entire flipping factory's been on the
Make them work nights.
Now, this is Roy Kinnear. He's, again, a tremendous
comedic
talent.
Oh, he was wonderful. He was wonderful.
People will have seen him in Help. He was in Help. He was also... He eventually died on horseback filming... I'm going to get the name of this wrong, but it was something like...
Return of the Four Musketeers.
And
they're jealous of me.
Julie, he was your pretend dad. You want to tell the story?
He was wonderful. He was
about they were getting the last shot and so forth.
Yeah, they were filming Return of the Four Musketeers, and they were doing a riding shot. And Roy, being typical Roy, said, "Oh, I can do this, no problem." And the horse slipped, unfortunately. But a really, really nice guy, and fondly remembered and missed.
Oh, now when are you going to sing your little?
I might.
Is that now?
He used to do this little poem for me. He used to sing, and I used to make him do it like 30 times, one after the other. Now you've heard of Hiawatha. If you have not, do not bother. You can read it in The Wizard for yourself. And his wee wife Minnie, ha 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 ha. And he used to crack up laughing. Watch the shrinking hair.
Watch the shrinking hair.
I remember this girl really well. She was so nice, and we probably only worked together for 5 minutes, and I've remembered all the time. She was really, really nice.
And you were commenting today that you're the only one who didn't get an interview scene.
No TV interview for Veruca.
And what are the cameras doing here?
Yeah, why are they there? How did they know I was going to find that ticket? Aha. This, ladies
and gentlemen, is the sign of our... Which brings up a whole other thing, which is, did Wonka know? Was he planting the tickets in particular places? Was it all a plan to have Charlie... Well, I shouldn't give it away in case we have first-time watchers. I'll just leave it there.
A conspiracy? Possibly?
Wonkagate.
Every hour on the hour, new shipments are being sent to different points around the globe. But they're just not moving fast enough. And as time passes, the men who seek them become...
You see this Pan Am airplane? I've seen a great promotion still of the Oompa Loompas in full costume... Coming down those stairs off a Pan Am aircraft. It's just a great shot.
God, I'd love to have a photo of that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This is lovely Timbrick Taylor, who's well known in England for the series The Goodies, which is a huge cult series. And we did a play together a few years ago.
Really hell of a dress.
His or mine? And he said, apparently this was the last scene to be shot. This
really?
Scene was, apparently. And he said he arrived in Munich and all the suitcases were in the corridor. And he was like, everyone, yeah, just do it, we're leaving. And he felt a great sense of deflation where really nobody was interested in this scene at all. The suitcases were there with the luggage labels on, ready to go. And he just felt he had to do it really quick and not hold anybody up.
Huh?
Right here in America, where even in the smallest towns, the
happiest of dreams can come true. Because, folks, here she is.
Ms. Poor Charlie.
She's wearing your color.
No, I was wearing red. I didn't realize I was wearing red.
Proud parents, Mr. Beauregard, a prominent local politician, a great civic leader.
Hi, friend, Sam Beauregard here. Square deal Sam to you with all of today's great giveaway bargains. The finest values you'll get anywhere in the entire country.
Leonard Stone, he was wonderful.
Thank you, sir. Violet, would you care to say a few words to the nation?
Here it is, golden ticket number 3, and it's all mine.
Looks could
kill. Leonard Stone's still alive. He lives in San Diego.
Yes.
I work in the commercial industry sometimes, and I saw him on a commercial audition recently, about a year ago. He was very good. Did a good job.
And that's a world record. It's beaten the record held by my best friend, Miss Cornelia Prince Medal. And was she mad. Hi, Cornelia. How are you, sweetie? Let me just put on you for a
moment. Now, Denise, was this before or after Dark Shadows?
After. This was after Dark Shadows.
What about Electric Company?
Electric Company was after this.
Yeah. This was our late night scene. We started filming in the evening, and this went to about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
That we did the sequence.
She must have had pruny hands.
Mel thought this was our Oscar-winning scene.
Oh, really?
Do you remember the story that Diane told about the audition process and the singing and the tape and
yes.
all that?
Yes. But please tell us.
No. I can't remember it. I was wondering if anybody remembered
the story. Evidently, she had shown up for this, and they said, well, you know, we think we'll use you, and she was local. And
when you
she thought she'd be used like one time, and then they ended up using her way more often because she was a local, and she knew lots of locals.
Just in case you're wondering, you can count me out.
Poor Charlie.
It's a good match, though. They look like each other, don't they?
They do.
And after this contest is over, you'll be no different from the billions of others who didn't find one.
Nice little rim light for her hair.
You know, Peter, you were just so cute. What happened to you? I heard someone say that to you today, and I thought, oh, my God.
What a terrible thing to say.
That's what I thought. Of course, I had to reiterate it, of course. I play this song at home, and I melt. I mean, I think that this is a beautiful song. You get
blue like Julie, you thought that we were in Schwabing?
I thought we were. You were? No? Am I wrong? You don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was late at night. You can't remember. It was past bedtime.
It was late.
I'm sure that when there's a thing in a minute where you walk past.
Schwabing was a suburb of Munich where we were.
Trendy.
Very trendy.
That hippie we would district.
Often go and visit, eat.
It was the left bank of Munich.
Right.
You know, Julie, I'm just noticing that you're in this little sexy dress and you're sitting next to Peter.
Yeah. So?
You know, and I'm over here by Michael.
Yeah, she's right the other end. And
okay. All right. So it's not my day?
No.
Okay.
But Bobby Rowe's not here.
Fine, he's not. But you know what? Michael is. Michael's the babe.
Of course, I was 11 and everyone else was 13.
Yeah,
so
you were nothing.
I was never in the running,
nothing.
Really.
Nothing.
You were a pain.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And paid quite well to be one. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
This is the bit I thought was shopping.
No? That, actually, that's the restaurant.
The restaurant again? We're outside now?
No, in Grunewald. Mm-hmm.
Now you can see it's Germany because look at the cars.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't remember this restaurant. Oh, I must have been there too, yes?
No, we went without you.
you folks weren't there.
Must have been your day. It wasn't mine. Peter, does this just make you blush, thinking that two women were just fighting over you? But we did it so politely and so civilly, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We never fell out over it.
Never. Absolutely not. You know, we understood.
Mm-hmm.
One day was mine, one day was yours. It was a good thing.
Moving right along.
And all he remembers is the dog and the cat. Mm. Okay.
That's okay. I don't think I liked girls then anyway.
No.
Fine.
Yet.
But you had a very cute list.
Thank you.
I'm not going to agree with you here.
Here we go.
And...
I wonder what movie that is.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, somebody told me once on eBay, on an email.
Right here, in our own community of Marble Falls, Arizona, is lucky winner number 4.
Lampshade.
Love the lamp.
Oh, boy.
Aren't you adorable?
He looks like Paul McCartney.
Actually, when we used to play Beatles, you know, all kids played Beatles. I played Paul. I was always Paul.
Yeah, of course, I can see it. Boy, what a
great show. Isn't he cute?
Yay, there's Dodo Denny. Nice dress.
Does anybody know what she's doing now?
She's retired, and she's in Kansas City. Her name is Nora Denny. Now, I have to tell a story about my father, my pretend father here, right there.
Up to your 12, son.
Okay. Great line, one of the big laughs. I've seen it in theaters, and everybody laughs at that line. It took us at least 45 takes to get him to say that line right.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I don't know where the actor is right now. I apologize. But it was a combination of his read and things going wrong with the set and so forth. And that was the take that just took a lot of takes.
And Mel.
No, you were nearly 12.
Nearly 12
by the time you finished the show.
Not to your 12, son. Once I was 12, he could say the line exactly. That's it. Now for tomorrow's weather. And... Now, I have a feeling this guy was a real newsman, do you think? Or is he just an actor guy who looks like a newsman?
I don't think any of them was real. Look at this, Peter. One ticket left. Now, let's see some of that gold. No, you do it. I can't. Somebody tells me we're going to be lucky this time. I got a funny feeling inside that...
Go on, open it, open it. And you're all sitting at home thinking, it's going to be there, he's going to win, I know he's going to win.
I can't tell you how many people have told me that they open their chocolate bars carefully and slowly because of this. Yeah. And because of the scene a little later with Peter.
No. Cheer up, Charlie.
I bet those golden tickets make the chocolate taste terrible.
Isn't he a sweetie?
It's the kind of thing my children would say. I know they wouldn't really.
This makes your heart melt. Peter, you absolutely were the bomb. I'm serious.
I can personally guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the one and only, the absolutely last case of Wonka bars left in the United Kingdom.
Were all these scenes shot in Munich, too? Barbarian Film Studio.
I don't know, but that guy just looked German, I'll tell you that. Actually, that extra.
I would think that most of this was done there.
See, a lot of these extras, to me, have a kind of a German look, don't you think, Michael?
Michael. You're a native.
Do you remember,
don't know?
Do you remember the film that came in after us?
Cabaret.
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 With Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli.
Did you ever
into
see that,
the,
Michael?
Into...
Yes. Redecorating our dressing room for Liza Minnelli.
When you say came in after, you mean to Bavarian Filmworks?
That's right, where we were.
Mm-hmm. Right, they...
I'm allowed to just hang out and laugh at this funny movie,
I
am I right?
This is one of my favorite scenes.
This is funny.
See, I had no idea that they were doing any of these
when
we were filming. When I saw the film
so
for the first time.
But both these actors are good, man. She's good, he's really good. Great type. The longest
Curtis, did you hear me? It's your husband's life or your case of Wonka bar.
Go for the Wonka bars. This is one of my favorite lines in the entire film.
And we've got a live report coming in directly now from Paraguay, South America.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is finished. The end has come. The fifth and last golden ticket is...
I don't want to talk over your favorite line, but...
It's coming. It's coming.
The photo of the actor,
The ticket winner.
Is whom?
Here Martin Bormann.
Here is the picture available of the Happy Finder. The man who has finally put a hand to Wankomania for all the world.
Well, that's that. No more golden tickets.
A lot of rubbish, the whole thing.
Not to Charlie, it wasn't.
Might notice.
Gotta have something in this world to hope for.
Grandpa George is wearing glasses, which might seem out of character, but he literally could not see without his glasses.
Look at that. Oh,
unfortunately, Mel had to blow a little smoke in my eyes here to get the chairs to roll.
Cigarette smoke?
I don't think so.
This is classic Raoul Dahl.
Good stuff.
Where was the line?
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's that same actor. I'll alert you.
We are going to learn about percentages. And for an example, let's take the recent unpleasantness. Supposing there were 1,000 Wonka bars in the world.
What about this actor, Julie? Is he a famous British actor also?
Yeah, he's well known in England. David Batley.
Comedic.
Yep. Very funny man.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's Bobby. It's Bobby singing.
Where? I keep missing him.
There's Madeline. Mel Stewart's daughter.
10%. You,
Peter Goff,
how many did you open?
150. There he
is. Bobby He's dreamy.
He is.
How many did you open?
Two.
So is he.
First crush. It's very important in a girl's life.
Extremely.
Two?
Extremely.
What do you mean you only opened two?
I don't care very much for chocolate.
Well, I can't figure out just two, so let's pretend you opened 200. Now, if you opened 200 Wonka bars, apart from being dreadfully sick, you'd have used up 20% of 1,000, which is...
I've never been out with a blonde since. They never measured up. That was it.
What a compliment to you, Peter.
Mercedes, Jemica.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours, isn't it, Peter? That's why we liked you, was the car.
I think the filming... Mercedes in America, too.
Yeah, the filming was... begun in August and September. We did all the outside shots first before the weather turned nasty.
What kind of coin was that, Pete? Do you know? Was it German mark or something?
I believe so.
That looked like a mark?
I can't remember. In the book, it's, in the book, I think it's a half crown. It's a two and six.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a dress.
Old money.
But the book is meant to be, I think, in England, whereas this is meant to be sort of any town on Earth.
Place.
Yeah.
You know, most people do not recognize at all where this was filmed.
I'd like a bar of chocolate, please.
Oh, sure.
What look at him go.
A Slugworth Sizzler.
He's still around, Aubrey Woods.
I did Tale of Two Cities in London with him about 3 years ago.
Were you the ingenue?
I was.
Hmm?
With all the great chocolate in Germany, these were Mounds bars that were flown over from the United States that were... quite stale by the time I got to them.
That's about the last thing they want to hear.
I'm afraid so. I did.
I remember there was a lot of marzipan around. I got a taste for marzipan.
Remember, Julie, we used to love that.
I think it's easy to dye different colors and make fun things out of and stuff.
One for Grandpa Joe.
And those things were what we used to call, in England we call them wagon wheels, those square ones in the front there.
Mm-hmm.
We call them Wonka bars here.
I wonder who did the looping. No idea.
No.
That gambler from Paraguay made up a phony tip.
Oh.
Open it, Charlie, open it. I always hate this bit because I'm always convinced somebody's going to steal the ticket from you. I've seen this so many times, but every time I get nervous.
She is still protecting him after all these years.
Don't take the ticket from me. Run, Charlie. It is when they grab your hand. That really... I get very afraid for you.
We had to get this just right to get the...
I'm sure.
Exactly. We had the...
65 takes here?
Work on the angle.
65 takes, yes?
No. Just a few.
And the piccolo?
Oh! Charlie wins!
Horns.
Little glint. Perfect.
There we go. There's the
glint.
Uh-oh.
Is somebody going to grab it, Joel?
Run, Charlie, run!
Come on, Charlie! Hold on to that ticket!
Good old Mr. Joe Peck. Saves the day. Running again.
When I,
running
right,
again.
That,
there
right
we
there,
go.
Right there is the
you,
very
this is
first
where you got
shot.
Your training, yep. Right?
The third marathon. Mm-hmm.
When I saw Gene Wilder, met Gene Wilder for the very first time, that's the very first shot that we did for the film, right there, going through the arches.
Really?
The first shot that we did. But I met Gene, and Gene said he'd seen some of the rushes from the film.
Uh-huh.
And he said, if I watch you run one more time.
Congratulate you, little boy. Well done. You found the fifth golden ticket. May I introduce myself? Arthur Slugworth, president of Slugworth Chocolates Incorporated.
So now we know what Oscar was saying to all the other children.
Okay.
Wonderful scar.
Working on a fantastic invention.
Scary.
The everlasting gobstopper.
I wonder if they were his own glasses. Do we know?
So I doubt it.
No.
Just one everlasting gobstopper.
Brilliant.
Bring it to me so that I can find the secret formula. Your reward will be 10,000 of these.
And you know you should never talk to strangers. It would never have happened.
A new house for your family. And good food and comfort.
Moral number one.
And don't forget the name. Everlasting gobstopper.
Did you say everlasting gobstopper?
Of which I have my everlasting gobstopper, which I stole.
Ooh.
I stole.
This is a lesson in life. I did not take my golden ticket. I did not take my gobstopper. They told me not to take anything.
I didn't either, Paris.
And
so.
Julie has one of each.
Okay, so that tells you who was the bad girl. It certainly wasn't I.
Mine!
You're pulling our legs, Charlie. There aren't any more golden tickets.
No, Grandpa, the last one of the bank, it sits on the papers. I found some money in the street and I bought a Wonka bar and a ticket was in it.
Charlie.
Look at it, Grandpa. See for yourself.
Read it, Joe, for heaven.
How'd he get you all worked up? How'd Mel get you worked up for that?
Jack and I, after the preliminary running scenes, the next event that Jack and I worked on was our song and dance. And they were nervous about my singing ability.
I wonder why.
I don't know why. I can't imagine.
When I auditioned for the film, I could remember singing. People are laughing because they know I can't sing. And I think I sang My Country 'Tis of Thee or something like that.
All right.
It was dreadful. But they said, don't worry. We'll use somebody else's voice.
But they never did.
But they never did.
They used yours. Because yours was so heartbreaking.
This was, I arrived to record my song the day that you were filming this and walked onto the set as you were doing this.
Were you impressed?
Me? All right. I thought, well, really, I'm in with a chance here because there's not much to follow.
Now, I, of course,
I'm sorry. No.
I was singing on Broadway by the time I was 8, and I never got a song, so, you know.
Me neither.
Don't feel so bad.
You know, it was only Julie and the star.
Exactly.
You made me and Peter. Oh,
sorry, okay. Absolutely. And poor Michael, you know, we can sing now. We can sing now if you would like.
We can sing every time.
We'll have our chance. Look at me.
I'm sorry. If your mother did laundry, you'd think she'd get that nightshirt whiter than that. I'm sorry.
He hasn't been out of bed in how many years?
That's true.
Fire the cleaner.
This is my favorite song out of the entire film. This and Pure Imagination.
I like Pure Imagination, and I Want It Now.
I love this.
Do you remember, in order for Grandpa George to follow us around the room, they were using a flashlight?
No. What, he'd follow the light?
Correct. He had a hard time following Jack and I, and they had a light that they were kind of pointing him in the right direction.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Tinkerbell.
Ah, nice voice.
No, yeah, Jack had a wonderful voice.
Oh, wonderful man.
Any idea how old he was?
Jack, at this point in time? Mid-60s, early 60s?
Mm.
I would say early 60s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll probably look it up on the Internet Movie Database or something. Mm-hmm. But suddenly half the world is
mine. What an amazing thing. Because I've got a golden... You can't help but want to sing that, can you? You're sitting here going, I want to sing.
Just don't take George's shoes.
Right.
Look at the sun.
Now, no covering for him, Julie. How long did you work on the dance?
Forever.
Well, they kept... initially, when we
He's
did it,
trying.
It was... It seemed like it was never going to end. By the time we got here, they had shortened it up so much there was hardly anything left.
Due to your extreme ability.
That's quite possible.
I remember, because this is my first experience of filming, and never realizing that, of course, you had to move walls.
Well, these...
Because you had to put walls in different places so that it looked as though you were moving around the set.
This was a tight area, though. We did not have much room to work with at all.
And that, incidentally, is something they didn't do with the Pure Imagination Room. They just built it all in one place
and
shot at will.
Absolutely. Amazing.
This is Jack. Yeah, perfect. Good morning. Look at the sun.
Because I have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
I can remember this so well. I was 12, it was August. Watching you two do that.
That is wonderful.
1st of October, that's tomorrow.
Jumping crocodiles, Charlie. We've got a lot to do. Comb your hair, wash your face, polish your shoes, and brush your...
I'll take care of everything, Dad.
We don't have too much time. Grandpa.
But my children want to know why you didn't take Mother. What was wrong? My first day filming ever. Yeah. My first day ever. But I'd never done anything in filming.
Me too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you hadn't?
No, never.
Well, I remember this as our first day.
And somebody asked for my autograph.
Filming, and it was very cold.
And I wrote a letter to my mother.
Stupid red hat on.
And there's my mink coat.
This was the first day that you were on the set, all of you?
You know, you liked your coat. I hated my hat. So
I hated my hat. I didn't like my hat.
I feel like I didn't say enough about Dodo Denny. She was, again, very nice lady, very funny actress. She called me Meine Kleine Maus. We were in Germany, and she called me that. In fact,
that's what she called. We had a few other names, actually.
But I don't think you can say those right now, can you, Peter? Actually, she gave me a small white mouse as a gift at one time.
I think you look very nice in your hat.
I always wonder why they don't use a take where you complete the pole.
There was a better one. There was a better one.
I know there were better poles than that, but they just...
I know nothing. Okay. I was only working there, okay? I'm going fast before anybody else. Absolutely.
This is the person who's telling me I was a brat, okay?
You were all that, I'm telling you. Battling with you was difficult.
Oh, this one tastes really fine.
It was nice. You like that?
This one was very good.
Oh, you like that one. Now, Ursula Reed, is Ursula Reed alive, or is she, do you know, the woman who played your mother?
I think she's alive. Mm.
Any of you remember this being as a very, very scary, dark place?
Mm-hmm. I actually know a couple stories about this. First of all, you can watch for continuity the shadows on the ground move around as he approaches. There's a shadow there. Maybe keep your eye on it. Another story that I heard is that Gene insisted on this somersault bit being in the film. The way I heard it was almost a condition of him taking the film.
No,
he said,
kidding.
You know, we've got to do this thing where I come out slowly and then I somersault.
I had never seen him before. And he came out and he did that, and I thought, truly, there was like very little acting involved. I thought, my God, the man's maimed.
Yeah, this is another case where they didn't prepare us for what was about to happen.
No,
they
wouldn't have. A lot of times they didn't tell the kids what was happening. It's like the Oompa Loompas. They didn't tell us. I guess they wanted...
I thought, God, he's hurt. That's going to hold up the filming.
No, I just thought, my God.
Here's a different shadow.
Nothing like what I expected.
The shadow's moving around, you know. That's...
Where? I don't see any shadow.
Well, you have to compare it to the one before.
Because the shooting took so long.
Mm-hmm. And they had a little piece of... they had a styrofoam brick.
Mm-hmm.
Right about...
Where
he's about to poke it into the ground. Right about
perfect
there.
Perfect position now, and you had to find the mark.
There.
Mark without looking.
He'd already shot the producers by now. No, the film. No, not Walper.
Not Al.
No, not David Walper. I meant the film, the producers.
Do you know what film Gene did previous to Willy Wonka?
Well, I do.
Cracks of Fortune?
Yes.
Cracks of Fortune and the Cousin in the Bronx.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's an interesting film.
That was a real mink coat, which we wouldn't be allowed to do now. And it was made specially for me. And I left
and the hat.
It. And the hat.
Aren't you all that?
And I left it on the back of the chair in the canteen.
What?
Got so told off for that. I left my mink coat.
Where?
Well, we had lunch, and I left it on the back of a chair.
Where?
In the white canteen in the gas works.
It was my white boots I couldn't keep clean.
I kept very clean. I don't know what you people's problem is.
Augustus, look.
Augustus, my dear boy, how good to see you.
Strong words?
Yeah, very good.
Yes, good projection. Projecting from the diaphragm.
Augustus, Gloop.
Welcome to Wonka's.
What kind of gummy got here?
Charming.
Did your jaw ever get tired?
I spent 2 months in the dental chair when I got back.
Really?
This was before sugarless gum, so yes, I did.
Wow.
Spent a lot of time with the dentist.
Well, you're dead.
Wonderful to meet you, Mike. And Mrs. Peavy, how do you do? What an adorable little boy you have.
Thank you.
Just over there.
Charlie Bucket.
Well, Charlie Bucket. I read all about you in the papers. I'm so happy for you. And who is this gentleman?
My grandfather, Grandpa Joe.
Delighted to meet you, sir. Overjoyed.
Why didn't you bring your mother?
Are you ready? Yes. Good. In we go.
I'm curious, too.
Okay, look how long my hair is there. That's the longest my hair was.
Right there?
Now watch it shrink. Well, this was the first day of filming, before she set fire to my hair.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Charlie does have a father, but in the film, he does not. So I guess Grandpa Joe was...
They cut him out, huh?
My father.
Figure. Oh. Of course, there's a guy closing that door, needless to say, behind the, wall there. He's shutting it.
This is...
Do you remember the arms that were...
The little hands?
Mm-hmm. Painted through the wall.
Oh, I was so glad to get rid of the hat.
You, with your hat. I've got a great big red one on. Give me a break.
I look like something from the sci-fi of Cunningham.
You're right, I do look better than you.
Yeah, you do.
No surprises around every corner, but nothing dangerous. Don't be alarmed. As soon as your outer vestments are in hand, we'll be ready. Now, will the children kindly step up here?
Look at how long my hair was.
I'm still watching Julie's hair.
Denise obviously didn't have split ends as her hair never caught fire.
Yeah.
Oh, read the small print.
It says in the bottom.
Violet, you first. Sign here. Hold it. Let me through here, you kids. Violet, baby, don't you sign anything there. What's this all about? Standard form of contract. Don't talk to me about contracts, Wonka. I use them myself. They're strictly for suckers. Yes, but you wouldn't begrudge me a little protection. A drop. I don't sign anything without my lawyer.
My grandpa don't sign anything either.
Then she don't go in. I'm sorry, rules of the house.
I want to go in! Don't you dare stop me!
I'm only trying to help you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get between her and whatever it is that she wants.
You're always making things difficult.
I'm sorry. That looks so like my daughter. It's scary.
It's true, Holly. I said Holly's name on the DVD cover. Sorry. Dial information.
Thank you. Well, then I got to say Joshua's name, too.
Okay, and
my son.
Gotta leave Barnaby out. Barnaby's like Mike TV.
Now, actually, the way I spell my name here, I spell it T period V period, and there was some discussion about this. There are at least three ways to spell TV. You can spell it T period V period, like I just did, or you can spell T-E-E-V-E-E, which you'll see in the promotional materials for the American film, like on a poster, or T-E-A-V-E-E, which is how it's spelled in the book. And,
really?
Yeah. But here I spelled it TV, because that's what they wanted. I think because it was shorter and they had a quick shot.
Hey, it was Mel's decision.
Mm-hmm.
And going into this room, and we all had to be squashed into this next bit.
This is so 60s.
Yeah, very 60s.
When I
and I forgot my line, and I got really told off.
By Mel. I remember that.
What line?
I remember Mel being very upset with you.
Tell us.
Oh, that one.
Well, I forgot that my line. Yeah.
What was your line?
I can't remember.
I thought you'd say so.
You still can't remember.
No,
and
I cried.
My favorite line in this scene is...
You cried? I missed it. Must have been my day with Peter.
Bam.
When I talk to school children, I like. This scene generates more questions about how we did this.
Like that, maybe. That was right. Great. I remember my ear being squashed against the wall.
Well, I was the shortest, so you can imagine I was touching all sorts of parts and things.
No wonder we have panic attacks, claustrophobia.
I remember this.
Having fun? Great line.
Going in there.
Come on, Violet, we're getting out of here. Oh, you can't get out backwards. You've got to go forwards to go back.
Do I even need to say that this room is built on angles and that it just gets smaller as you go?
It is amazing. It was just as you see it.
I doubt if there is any.
It was quite difficult to film because there was so little space. We had to really keep back.
That's the whole idea.
Really precise.
And when we enter into the great chocolate room, that is the first time that any of us children had seen the set.
That's true.
We weren't allowed to see it.
Awesome. Absolutely.
They wanted
awesome.
A true reaction. All of my dreams become realities. See, no bald spot yet. Everything you'll see
is edible. I mean, you can eat almost everything.
Let me in, I'm starving!
Beat.
Oh.
Yep.
Amazing.
Combination.
Sinister.
This is a musical look.
And it's not Rachmaninoff.
No, it's not.
Rachmaninoff.
Ladies and gentlemen.
One of the more adult jokes.
The chocolate room.
This was amazing, was it not?
This is our real first reaction.
Oh, my God, it was phenomenal.
Huge room. The river was moving. The boat was moving.
So we knew we had to kind of roughly stand in these positions, but never having seen them before, we didn't really know where we were going.
It was breathtaking. It was, I could not believe what they had created. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal.
Again, this is Harper Goth, the art director's work.
Look at the colors. I mean, it was, and it was twice as good in person, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, way, way better.
And a lot of people ask if it was real chocolate and real candy and...
bits of it.
Yeah, it depends on their age. I sometimes lie.
Whatever we were eating was edible.
You know, it was much better looking at it that day than it looks here.
Yeah, one of the few.
It was. I mean, it was...
Mostly the movies lie.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal.
Now, you see this little
whipping
around here.
I remember you and me fighting. You and me fighting.
We enjoyed that bit. That was good. I liked doing that.
I get hit here. Whoop. I got hit on one take. Not that take, but a different take. I got smacked.
So, yes, we were fighting. Look at us.
Now, that was my idea, to go forward and then not.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have many ideas as an 11-year-old, but that was one of them. No, I want to keep going a little bit. Would that be okay?
I just remember actually being told, after this bit,
I love this.
You go and do what you like. And they filmed it. Run where you like, do what you
like. I think
it
takes too many hairs.
He did. I'm sure they've seen the on-camera interviews. Too many takes, it's true. Yes, he really did pluck hair. That's a question I get, is did he really pluck hair?
And way too many.
Julie, you used to like to have lunch in this room, isn't it?
I did. They used to practice the soundtrack and things at lunchtime. I used to go and take my lunch there and sit there and have a picnic by the river.
Oh, it was phenomenal, was it not?
How did the river taste, Michael?
Very good.
Come on, now you tell the truth. Did it taste?
Muddy water, it was very cold, and tasted super.
That's the only piece of candy on that entire gummy bear.
I do remember it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how cold this room was?
Yes, it was very cold.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Oh, I'm sorry, I hated this. This was so disgusting.
Oh, yum.
You look so good doing it.
That was Mel shouting at me. You look like you're enjoying it, but I'm not. I'm not.
Wait till I pick my nose. It gets better.
Whipped cream?
Go, Dodo, go.
I love the noise when he does that. It's nice.
Boot.
Phenomenal.
If you want to view paradise,
you'd think he would have done more musicals later, you know?
Anything you want. He chose to go in a different direction, I suppose.
Want to change the world? There's nothing.
These were yummy. I like these.
What were they? They were like gummy...
Gummy bears?
Almost gummy bear texture. Gummy leaves.
What was it we used to eat, Julie? Marzipan.
Marzipan. Those round things.
Oh, gosh. And then them other little cookies, those...
Yes.
God, they were wonderful.
And I so wanted to eat one of those buttercup things, but there weren't enough of them.
Yeah, there were only a couple of them. I wanted one, too.
Wanted to know what they tasted like.
You'll be free. Looks like someone needs to take a flame to his hair a little bit. Rip some of those ends, eh?
He used to call it, the makeup woman, she never knew what to call it when his hair would fly away. It was a kaflugu.
A kaflugu.
And I still say that to my children, all my hair's all kaflugu today. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Michael, what does kaflugel mean?
Kaflugel?
Yeah. Is it a made-up word?
That's chicken.
So, somehow it got lost in the translation on that one.
Obviously.
Your hair looks like chicken.
These bubbles are reminding me. People have asked, is there really chocolate in the river?
It was chocolate powder. No, there was not.
Could be chocolate powder.
There was only coloring and water.
It was difficult to get the texture color just right.
Because it had to look opaque rather than translucent.
Do you remember?
Did they really put chocolate powder?
It had something in it. It had a kind of milk powder. I remember them putting milk powder in it to get it the right color.
You looked too thin.
Do you remember when one morning we came in?
It was red.
And it was a different color. We had to work on that before we could start.
We got the morning off.
On the river with the lens. We had never seen these before, and I remember looking across the river at them.
Yes.
At the Oompa Loompas, and thinking, my God. I mean, it was just like the reaction when we walked into the chocolate room. It was phenomenal.
Of course, the Oompa Loompas in the book are pygmies, but I guess they didn't feel that was politically correct, so they created a different kind of Oompa Loompa. One thing I really like is the sound of the styrofoam wall closing as the Oompa Loompas finish their song.
Yeah.
It's styrofoam, and yet it goes... as it closes.
I love this line. Sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing. And so, in the greatest of secrecy, I transported the entire population of Oompa Loompas to my factory here. Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. Oh, look at me.
Wait, listen.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa
right here.
Can it, you knit?
Okay, so I'm going to set this one up, if that's all right. She said, can it, you knit. Okay? Just log that. I'll come back to that later.
Augustus, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hand. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating my entire river. Please, I...
Raisa, now jump.
Yeah. Oh.
Hit the hole.
Did they ask if you could swim?
No.
Nobody cared.
It wasn't necessary.
Didn't really matter.
Could you touch the bottom when you were in there?
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's happening to him?
It looks like he's drowning.
Dive in, save him!
Oh, it's too late.
Too late?
He's had it now. The suction's got him.
Augustus, come back! Where is he?
One thing I was always told is that when these things happen to you guys, I was allowed to enjoy it.
There's no better time to learn.
As a character, I was able to be interested, fascinated, but not shocked and horrified. More like, yeah, this is cool.
Oh, really? I remember looking at Michael the day that we that
and just being really glad it wasn't you.
And I'm thinking that poor boy.
Yeah, I do remember thinking that.
Poor boy.
I remember thinking that. I'm so glad I didn't get that part.
And yes, exactly. And I'm thinking, okay, my demise is next. I hope mine is not as painful.
Yeah.
Remember, you once asked me how a bullet comes out of a gun.
Is that not a dummy?
Oh,
no,
it's
a dummy. Yes,
that's the last scene is a dummy.
Right. Yeah.
What happened to the dummy?
Don't know. Never eat him.
He could be sitting in a shop window somewhere.
Take Mrs. Gloop straight to the fudge room, but look sharp, or her little boy's liable to get poured into the boiler.
You boil him up, I know it!
Build Desperandum, dear lady. Across the desert lies the promised land. Goodbye, Mrs. Gloop.
Which Oompa Loompa was that? I can't remember. Is that the Turkish one? Isn't it?
I think that was the woman, yeah. There
no,
was.
Pepe.
The
woman. Pepe.
I wasn't looking. Is
I
that...
think it was the woman.
Was it a guy? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was a Turkish guy.
There were 10 of them. 10 as far as I remember, yeah. 9 women, 1 man.
Many, what? Rusty was the only man?
I lied. I totally lied. 9 men, 1 woman. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
Holy
Oops.
Smokes.
What do you think will come?
Oh, that...
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, Rusty Goff is still with us, and actually, Rusty Goff is currently shooting...
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, the movie.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Going out.
Right? Oh, here comes the wall.
This is your favorite bit.
Well, you know.
What kind of place you running here anyhow, Walker? Now, with the entrance of the Walk-tania, the... Oompa Loompa that was steering actually thought that he was really steering the boat.
I like that.
It was actually on a track.
It was
under
on
the
a
water.
Metal track, that's mm-hmm. correct.
Think but Disneyland.
Wow, what a boat!
Right, the Oompa Loompa that was steering actually thought that he was steering the boat for real. And Mel was not about to tell him that he wasn't steering.
All aboard, everybody. Ladies first, and that means Veruca.
If she's a lady, I'm a vermicious knit.
Yay.
Float, eh, Wonka?
With your buoyancy, sir, rest assured.
She's treasure, Lee, but is she seaworthy?
Nothing to worry about, my dear lady. I take good care of my guests.
Yeah, you took real good care of that August kid over
everybody
there.
Everybody aboard. You're going to love this. Just love it.
I don't know about any of you, but this scene absolutely astonished me.
The next bit.
I could not believe the spiel he went into.
Mm-hmm.
I was astonished. Absolutely astonished.
Michael, after you were sucked up the tube, did you did you check back in to the film studio
at all?
During the filming at all?
No.
So it was...
So this is all new for me. I just saw it the first time when I saw the film.
Mm-hmm. Which was... When did you see the actual film?
Excuse me. I just have to draw attention to this, because this is Denise's favorite bit.
Great.
You know, Mel said to me, he said, Denise...
He begged him not to do that.
I said, can I... You know, because it was my day with Peter. I didn't want to appear unladylike. And I said, can I do this, you know? And he says, no, Denise, I want you to look straight into the camera... And get into the second digit. Well, I didn't even know what that meant, but I knew he
right
was
up.
Sticking his finger up his nose, so I was in big trouble. And I thought,
that
hopefully
matters.
Peter won't look.
No, and he probably did. It matters when you're 12. I remember him doing that line so many times. Hey, Wonka, I want off.
That was Mel.
I can't remember why, but I just remember that being done so many times.
No, I'm
this
wondering
to
what
me
they're gonna...
was terrifying. How about you?
Well, I'm just wondering which cut we're going to see. I think there may be more extreme and less extreme versions of this.
Different
really?
Bits that have never appeared.
And by that, I'm talking about...
What is this, a freak out?
I didn't know what that meant.
By that, I'm talking about the film that we're looking at. That we're looking at. Yeah, exactly. The back projection.
The rear screen projection.
Yeah.
And this was shot, we were kind of up high on ladders and things, weren't we? So once you were up there for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't go to the bathroom. That was horrible. Didn't like that.
I thought the whole thing was terrifying.
My character, of course, was able to enjoy this. What do I say? What a great TV show that would make. Classic Wonka.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way.
This is Roy's idea, just to kind of join in.
Is it raining? Is it snowing?
I think now we were all in a state of shock going, is he doing? We've never seen this.
No doubt. And here.
Are the fires of hell
are
glowing?
I mean, we're not even talking because it's not compelling. We're watching it and we have nothing to say because he's...
Like, bah. Scary.
Was Gene turning on us?
This is a bit of the script that we've never seen.
It's very Victor von Frankenstein.
Oh, I was terrified.
I didn't like that. I do remember really hating that.
I thought the man was insane. I did.
Here, a small step for mankind.
I was so happy to get off of that boat. And then my next scene was to blow up into a blueberry. So.
I don't know.
I do not want a boat like this.
Dairy cream?
Whipped cream?
Coffee cream?
Vanilla cream?
Hair cream.
Meine Herrschaft, schenken Sie mir Ihre Aufmerksamkeit.
Such a brilliant line. I learned that. I can still say that. Schenken Sie mir Ihre
Aufmerksamkeit. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me your attention.
And there's the famous inventing room key that has since disappeared.
Inventing room. Now remember, no messing about. No touching, no tasting, no telling.
No telling what?
You see. All of my most secret inventions are cooking and simmering in here. Old Slugworth would give his false teeth to get inside for just 5 minutes.
Actually, we just passed a joke that didn't quite work when he says no touching, no tasting, no telling what you see.
Another great set.
Oh, absolutely.
Good fun.
Okay,
there's different things to look at in there.
This is close to where you let the bees out somewhere.
We'll get there. This is... First, I have a stunt. You see all those pots and pans? I got to tumble into those, and that was my idea of a real big stunt. I talk about it in my on-camera interview, but they yanked me into those pots and pans, and I wanted to do it over and over, but they only let me do it once.
Got a garbage strike going on here.
Did they beat you with the pots and pans?
No, much to the general chagrin.
Too bad.
His hair is getting madder. His hair is...
It's getting more... What's the word?
Kaflugel.
Thank you.
Chicken. Chicken.
It's getting more chicken. Exactly.
You know, it does have a chicken look to it, doesn't it?
Time is a precious thing.
Either that or maybe it's fly away. Maybe it's something to do with fly away.
Chicken comes to mind.
Oh, here I go.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Absolutely
bonkers. The only pretty they've already attached the wire to my belt.
Getting ready for the stunt.
And, oh dear. Nice.
Awesome.
Your teeth! Boy, that's great stuff.
Of course, there's a tube behind my mouth.
Great idea, isn't it? Not ready yet, though. Still too weak. Needs more gelatin.
Good hair, Denise.
Good hair, Denise.
Good hair.
Your sister used to sit curling that up every night and it'd be straight by lunchtime, I remember that.
God. Sausage curl.
Here's another adult joke.
What's it got? What's the juice? Got something going on inside of it. Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
What's the matter? Too hot, Mr. Wonka?
Too cold.
Speaking of hair, what happened to all that hair? Where did it all go?
You know, there's a line here very soon where I say, did you say everlasting gobstoppers? And I sound just like Julie. I sound just like you. It was from hanging around you too much, you know. I hear that and I go, that can't be me.
I have one of those too. Am I coming in clear?
Yes.
Same thing.
Why? From hanging out with Julie.
I had a woman that asked me,
just today if that was an English accent that I had.
It's all her fault.
So nice.
Next there he goes.
Yes.
Must have been her day, huh?
I'm from Ohio. That's
maybe if we look closely, we'll watch Julie Nickers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
Oh, here's the second half of that other joke. Right here, listen.
Me too. And me.
Fantastic. Revolutionize the industry. You can
where is it? Stop squawking, you two.
They'll never get any smaller. Never.
She's got two.
How do you make them?
I'm a trifle deaf in this ear. Speak a little louder next time. Who wants an everlasting gobstopper?
Me.
I can only give them to
okay,
you.
Okay, I shut everybody up and I was wrong. I'm very sorry.
Right, now we're just wondering if we're going to get the everlasting gobstopper.
As long as you all shall live. Agreed?
Agreed.
One for you.
I had no idea what that meant.
No, nobody did.
Hey, what about Charlie?
Mel said, why are you doing that? Because I said, that's what you do when you're telling fibs.
Right. Here it is.
Stop squawking, you twit!
Everybody has had one.
Okay, so the first line was, can it, you nit? This is stop squawking, you twit. There's a reference to this a little bit later.
I have something rather special to show you.
Oh, see, this is where the beehive is.
Please, enjoy.
Isn't she scrumptious? She's my revolutionary, non-pollutionary mechanic.
What about the bees?
Now,
somebody let them out.
Okay, we had a dome, a globe over this bee.
They weren't even bees, they were wasps.
Oh, yay, that's even better. Okay. Yeah. And so Paris decides he's going to be all that and goes and lifts up the globe. And there are people just scurrying everywhere.
I have no specific memory of this.
Okay, I do.
And you got stung on the face.
That I have a specific
there
memory of.
There.
Danny R.
I do remember getting stung.
And lift that up, and they're everywhere.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, I will confirm.
No, I believe it. I wouldn't put it past me. No way.
In the whole world. What's so fab about it?
This little piece of
fab
is a three-course dinner. Bull. No, roast beef, but I haven't got it quite right yet.
I don't care.
I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't.
So long as it's gum, and that's for me.
Violet, now don't you do anything stupid.
What's it taste like?
Oh, Charlie, it's getting naughty there.
What are you doing?
He's curious. You know, he's enjoying it.
For Charlie, that is nice.
Because Charlie, she's a nitwit.
I sense the impending doom.
You want to lead us through what they did here, Denise, as far as the effects?
Yeah, sure. They first put me in a rubber suit. And
no, first the light
cue.
Light cue.
And light cue, absolutely. And then they cut and they put me in two halves of the styrofoam ball with my cut out on the inside, and I stayed there for 8 hours. And
how did that feel?
Wonderful. At lunchtime, all of you went to lunch, okay?
You were just rolling around? Yeah.
45 minutes it took them to get me into this, so I couldn't go to lunch, okay? So they assigned a man, I want this job someday, okay, to roll me every 5 minutes, okay, so I could hang face down, or I could hang face back.
Oh,
it was lovely. It was, and you and Peter, you were his that day.
Was okay? I? Well, you were unavailable.
I was definitely unavailable. So you and him trotted off to lunch, and I'm laying there like a big fat blueberry, just thinking, you know, and this is what this is all about.
That's show business.
Okay.
I do remember worrying about them rolling you through the door, worrying whether your head was going to get
you know,
very
didn't
close.
Have,
very
they did close. Not have, no, they did not come very close.
They
missed many times. They did not have their blueberry driver. Look at me. Look at how miserable I look. They did not have their blueberry driver's licenses. You watch, okay?
And
as they try to, oh my
about
God.
About the makeup later when you went back to school.
Right. As they try to roll me out, okay? They are not as
and your
tall
hair's all over
as
your
I
face.
Am,
ugh,
as I am
horrible.
High.
No, that's true.
And they just kept on rolling me into this door frame. I must have had like 5-6 lumps on my head. So I'm sitting in my math class 2 days later in New York City. I went to Rhodes School. I'm on the 5th floor of a brownstone in New York City. And all the kids start looking at me and pointing at me and snickering. You know, I'm like, what? And my girlfriend looked at me and she says, you're turning blue. Well, the makeup had started resurfacing. through my pores, and my neck, my face, and my hands were blue. Ladies' room was on the second floor, so needless to say that I flew down there. Never got asked for a date in that school, but what can you do?
Well, well, well. Two naughty, nasty little children.
Imagine
Sweet,
that.
Good.
You and me
Sweet
are dead.
Children.
Just wait.
Hurry, please.
It is a
long way to go here.
Hello,
wait a minute. Must show you this. Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls.
The jam, by the way.
Jam.
Lick a pineapple. Like
Julie gets reprimanded here quite severely.
Yes.
What did they put on your tongue?
Oh, they painted it with red powder, and it was like chalk.
Really?
The strawberries taste like strawberries.
My favorite line coming up.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
We are the music makers, and we are...
Can you not imagine how embarrassing that is to have your tongue stuck out all that time?
Couldn't mean years that or stick it up
well,
to
maybe
the chicken digit, Denise.
Very unusual.
There's a lot more of that poem, by the way.
Ah, the wonderful
the
fizzy room. Lifting room.
It's made your eyes sting. All
this is one
bubbles.
Of my favorite scenes
that,
in the film.
That piece of apparatus right there that you're looking at was actually made out of metal. They were sharp, pointed objects.
Mm.
And when Jack and I were flying above them, I often wondered if we were going to be impaled on the...
And were you?
No, but... Jack and I thought this was going to be great fun.
And
it was. We wore these leather girdles, is the only way I can describe them, and all your weight
is hanging
right on your crotch. And Jack made reference that the music that should be played to this should be from the Nutcracker Suite.
You know, I did Peter Pan years ago, and I flew. You know, they had me in one of them harnesses. And, yeah, they're not comfortable. And I'm a woman.
This is the bit that my kids love to burp.
Oh,
so funny.
See, we're looking a bit full in the waist area there from the leather girdles. And the men above us were controlling how far up and how far down we would go.
It's a wonderful thing, though.
Look, I'm a bird! I feel light as a feather. Look down, Charlie.
Did I miss the nitwit line? Is that a Denise line or is that a Julie
line?
Is
it? I missed it. You've already commented on it.
I know. I've gone so far for this reference.
No.
I keep coming back to it. The reason it's interesting to me is because it's so obscure that people generally do not get this joke.
So what was it? Can
well,
it you knit?
Stop squawking, you twit. And then, and
stop
then,
squawking, you twit.
No, but then he says, because, Charlie, she's a nitwit.
I see, yeah.
And we thought it was the funniest thing, and nobody I've ever been with who saw the movie went, oh, I get it. And you see, here we are again.
Okay.
Just goes to prove.
Poor Jack.
They allowed me to sing and they allowed me to dance, but they did not allow me to burp. The soon-to-be-heard burps are not my own.
You know that. You never would have guessed.
Somebody in Hollywood who burps for a living.
I thought they sounded a little deep for you, Pete.
Those are not my burps.
What about Jack? Are those Jack's burps?
I don't know.
I would say not.
Can you do one now? Can you do it?
Come on, Pete.
Can he or will he?
Come on, one, just one. Come on, just one, just for us.
That's wonderful, Charlie.
Come on.
No. Somebody probably came into the studio and did that.
Yeah,
that day. And that was it. And went home.
Got paid well.
Had a career.
What did you do today? I burped.
From now on, we keep our feet on the ground. Come on, let's catch up to the others.
Charlie's little transgression.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, now you can sing happy birthday to
me. This was filmed on your birthday?
This was my 13th birthday.
October 26th, 1970.
To you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Peter, you don't have to sing.
Not your day.
Oh, that's funny. Of course, Mel told me to say that as loud as I possibly could.
Please,
I had one of these golden eggs for ages, and it kind of got a bit kind of moldy and dusty.
Oh, yes, you had one of everything, didn't you?
Stole it all.
Stole the egg.
I think I'm starting to figure out what happened to my costume. Maybe you'll give it back to me one day.
That wasn't a very big space to stand on. Now I look at it like that. Actually, you kind of had to stand smack bang center or else. Whoops.
Now, when you go down, what are you falling into?
Bobby Rowe's brother.
Oh, Bill, that was nice.
Bill was under this.
He's dreamy.
And another guy. And some cardboard boxes and a mattress. Hey, Daddy, I want your
golden goose. Can I go?
And what was your chief concern?
They would see my underwear.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Very important for a 13-year-old girl.
Only just, well, yeah, 5 seconds into being 13.
Paris, had you heard Julie's song prior to us filming this?
No.
I had not. And
I just heard playback. This is playback. You're not singing this, Rachel?
No. I recorded it before.
Very impressed.
I was very impressed also. I'm still very impressed.
Magical. Absolutely magical. You did a wonderful job.
Really good job.
Bean feast for any American means plenty of everything. No Americans know it's an English expression.
It's, you know, I've been watching your hair and it seems to be relatively the same length.
No, it's not.
Takes a woman to spot.
Oh.
Way different. Now.
I was quite frightened to do that. I didn't want to hurt him. Okay, the next sequence, this sequence coming up now, was the most number of takes I've ever done in my life.
It's funny, I was about to say it was my favorite Veruca moment is when you compose yourself after the storm.
Just like me now.
Watching it, that's an amazingly long take. They don't cut away from you at all.
Yeah, it's quite. It's all in one sequence.
Yes.
The next bit coming up, 36 takes.
What?
This bit. Here we go now. The most number of takes from there on.
From here?
Yeah, 36 times.
Oh!
Bang.
Mel was the perfectionist, was he not?
I remember now. That's
and it all had to be reset. All those boxes. It must have been somebody's job to put them in the right order. Continuity.
So, but you really went down onto padding, right? There was also padding down there?
Cardboard boxes, but I had to be very careful not to put my arms out because I would break my arms.
Bobby Rowe's brother, come on. I'd be headed down
and
there.
And stand smack bang in the middle, otherwise you'd lose your balance and tilt forward, tilt back. Bad egg.
Where's she gone? Where all the other bad eggs go? Down the garbage chute.
Oh, the garbage chute. Where did it lead to?
To the furnace.
The furnace! She'd be sizzled like a sausage.
Well, not necessarily. She could be stuck just inside the tube.
Inside the... Hold on! Veruca! Sweetheart! Daddy's coming!
There's going to be a lot of garbage today. Ah, Mr. Saul finally got what he wanted.
What's that?
Veruca went first.
Mr. Wonka, they won't really be burned in the furnace, will they?
Well, I think that furnace is lit only every other day, so they have a good sporting chance.
Oh, you did care about me after all.
Must have been your day. I'd already met my demise.
I remember that line about an educated egg decator. That was a Jack Albertson contribution.
Was it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Brett.
Wow, how high tech.
Come on. It was awesome in the 70s. It was. Blame?
I'm freaking out.
Oompa, oompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not spoiled, then you will go far. You will live in happiness.
How long did it take the Oompa Loompas to be in makeup every morning?
I have no clue. Anybody know?
Ask Rusty.
Yeah, quite a long time.
The children are disappearing like rabbits.
Rabbits?
Well, we still have each other. Shall we press on?
Mr. Wonka, can't we sit down for a minute? The pace is
My dear lady, transportation has already been arranged.
We're coming up on the Wonka-mobile, and people often ask what the foam was. And it was the stuff that they would put under an airplane if it was crash-landing without landing gear, like fire extinguisher foam. And I remember at least a few of us got rashes from it. It was very cold and uncomfortable. And we'd do a take, and we'd have to dry off and do it again. I didn't mind it.
Good. You were uncomfortable, too, because the rest of us were. So.
Yeah, I didn't mind it that much. And I was right in front of that big tuba-looking thing, too.
You know, somebody told me today that you were the only lucky one because you only had to be blown away into little pieces.
You didn't
which
suffer.
Which didn't really happen.
No.
It happened, and I'm thinking, okay, now I feel better.
Hold on tight. I'm going to really open her up this time and see what she can do.
Because we had to clean up after every take, this sequence took a long time. This took days to do.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Do you remember who had the rash?
I did.
Was it you?
It's like a fire retardant and almost caustic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
It was cold. I remember that. I mean, I say it was bad because of the tuba, but let's face it, everybody's getting soaked.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what he's singing.
It just looks like milk or whipped cream to me.
Can you? Is he singing in German? Do you have what's?
Swahili.
I saw this car the year after we shot at a car show in New York, and I've never seen it since.
Grandpa, what was that we just went through?
What does that mean?
Wonka walk
spelled backwards.
No.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.
Find this
path
I've
had for 20
years.
See what I did, Mr. Wonka? You mean
after
far
to
go?
Can
we have walked?
Don't ask me.
If the good Lord had intended us to walk, he wouldn't have invented roller skates. Now, would you all please...
Can we have walked?
You have to be very careful. There's danger.
They kept it.
WonkaVision, my very latest and greatest invention.
Rusty.
Television.
It's WonkaVision. Now, I suppose you all know how ordinary television works. You photograph...
Sure, I do.
Okay, here's my close-up.
And then the photographs are split up into millions of tiny pieces, and they go whizzing through the air down to your TV set where they're all put together again in the right order.
You see how nasty and pissed I am, or pissy, how nasty and pissy I am. This was one of those classic director's moments where he just kept saying, you know, no more, louder, faster, nastier, nastier. And eventually he got very cross with me, and I was so angry with him that he got the take that he wanted. It was just standard directing, you know, by the, get the real visceral reaction out of me, and that's the take they used. Yep.
Light, camera, action!
Where's the chocolate?
It's flying over our heads in a million pieces.
That's a cell animation.
Now watch the screen.
Now they've built a big, big TV here. Or just a portion of a really large... Not here, but in the next shot when I'm walking around.
Do you remember when you fell off?
No. Did I fall off?
Yes. Yes. You walked the...
The gangplank or whatever it was.
Right. It was, had black fabric.
And I fell?
And you walked across that thinking it was solid and you fell through. You don't remember that.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't remember it. I remember shooting the blue screen sequence leading up to that.
They were quite concerned.
But I probably stood up and said, I'm fine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's my way. Even though, you know, to this day. I remember one time backstage at a Broadway show, I flung myself down a flight of cement stairs to prove I was a stunt guy. Then I found the sticky stuff on top of my head and realized I was injured. They sent me for stitches, and I still caught the evening performance.
He's up there, in a million pieces.
All right, so I was ahead of myself, but now I'm walking back and forth after the next cut here.
Million pieces take a long time to put together.
You go, Peter.
He owns it back.
Okay. That's blue screen, I guess.
The room is getting smaller by the minute.
Look at me.
That's blue screen.
The first person in the world
now I'm right actually in a large set. You can see the, if it's a good, you know, DVD, which I think it this one is, I can see the little black velvet thing I'm walking on.
Oh, yes, I do see.
There's that. My British version of Julie.
Am I coming in clear?
Sorry?
Did you say everlasting gobstopper?
Don't worry about a thing, Mom. I feel fine. I'm famous. I'm a TV star.
They projected this. I could see this at one point. They showed that. Now, that's a little doll that she's picking up. Now, that was a real quick cut, but that was my most uncomfortable moment on set, is when I'm dangling just for that second before she puts me in the purse. It took us a couple hours to shoot that, and I perhaps should have had Nutcracker Suite playing, and they used to slide a ladder underneath me to try to keep me comfortable, but that was my uncomfortable moment.
Hanging suspended from the thumb and forefinger of a large, almost papier-mâché model.
Yeah, well,
of a thumb and forefinger.
Thumb and forefinger were styrofoam, and they were covered
styrofoam.
In material.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For some moments in life, there are no words. Mm. Run along now.
Bye, Dodo.
Adieu. Adieu. Parting is such sweet.
Okay, can I go home now, guys, or what? What's the deal?
Yeah.
That's just typical.
This is what we all do.
Typical.
We watch through our part, and then we leave. We turn it off.
Hey, I'm done.
Me too.
Forget about it. I'm going home.
You know, it's been years since I've seen the rest of this damn movie.
I've never seen the rest. What are you talking about? What happened?
Oh, I know he shoots through the ceiling. What do you get from a glut of TV? A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3.
Why don't you try simply reading a book? Was it not this sequence that took the largest number of takes for the entire film?
I don't know.
50, 60. It was a lot. They just couldn't.
This one?
One of the, I think it may have been this sequence right here.
Looks like this one right here.
Took
yeah.
forever to get it right.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum.
And you know what? I can only imagine. That was tricky. And I'm sure that Mel...
Now, let me just make sure I get this straight. So, I don't get the chocolate factory then.
No.
You're out of there.
Every time
nothing.
I watch, I want it to come out different.
Now, when we go into Mr. Wonka's office, you'll notice that everything's sliced into half. And
there's the crucial moment where we may not be dead. He's just said we may be a little bit wiser.
They'll all come out in the wash.
Whether we're dead.
And Charlie is so honest.
Were you going to tell the coffee pot story?
Right, there's a wonderful story about one of the secretaries for one of the assistant directors or producers had a coffee pot that wasn't working, and so she took it to special effects to see if they could repair it. Well, they thought it was part of this set, and when she went back several days later, it was sliced into half. It was to say it wasn't functioning.
Mr. Wonka, I am extraordinarily busy, sir. I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in his photostatic copy.
Gene and I had this nice habit of every day after lunch that many times he and I would share a chocolate bar after lunch walking back to the set. I remember that very well.
It's so nice. Black and white, clear
as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
Uh-oh.
You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and
he's
sterilized.
He's a dramatic
so
actor. I mean, he could do everything.
Nothing.
You know.
Absolutely.
You lose.
Very, very
good
talented.
Good day, sir. You're a crook.
Versatile.
You're a cheat and a swindler.
Exactly.
That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams
you
to
go,
pieces.
Boy.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
Look at that hair. He needs it trimmed like yours.
Come on, Charlie. Let's get out of here.
I'll get even with him if it's the last thing I ever do. Slugworth wants a gobstopper, and he'll get one.
Uh-oh. Said the wrong thing there.
Look at him. Isn't he just a sweetie? Isn't he wonder, 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 wonder? Peter, when did you do this? After we left, or
right.
in the
this
beginning?
Right, this was one of
the last
almost
thing?
The last couple of weeks.
It was. Okay.
That we did.
Mr. Wonka?
Bet you wish you kept it.
So shines a good deed in a weary world.
So shines a good deed in a weary world.
Charlie.
Charlie pulls through.
My boy.
You won! You did it! You did
Somebody
it!
Somebody said to me, does that, when he says my boy, does that mean that he's your father? Hidden agenda.
Very Darth Vader.
Charlie, meet Mr. Wilkinson.
Pleasure.
Slugworth.
No, that's not Slugworth. He works for me.
You see, this goes back to my conspiracy theory. He works for him.
You won!
He knew where the little tickets were going to go because he sent this guy there.
The chocolate?
Well, he knew where it was Mike Mike because there was a film crew there.
We have to get on. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do. Strike that. Reverse it. This way, please.
And to the Wonkavator. Again, rear screen projection when we go through the plate glass and go above southern Germany.
Grunwald. Okay, now say it the right way.
Yeah, close to.
Say it.
Say it.
Grunwald.
Grunwald.
Just always sounds better when he says it.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Square ways and front ways and any other ways that you can think of. It can take you to any room in the whole factory just by pressing one of these buttons. Any of these buttons. Just press the button and zing! You're off.
When we got to this point, I had been on the set for over 5 months. I was ready to...
ready to go anywhere.
We were ready to be done. I was relieved that I had won, but I was relieved that the filming was almost over.
Now, Peter, they offered you they offered you like a three-picture deal or something, didn't they?
They did, but...
And you turned that down.
At that point in time, I decided that I needed to do other things.
Do you regret that?
Not at all.
Okay. Because you were very good.
Hold on, everybody.
Up and out.
Here we go.
We were in a model of the...
It's magical. It's
Wonkavator.
Magical.
And Michael, what...
I'm sorry, I don't know that sound.
You know it.
Congratulations. Get up, take a look. Grandpa, our town looks so pretty from up here.
That was shot prior to us arriving, when it was still probably late summer.
August.
Late summer in Germany.
It's beautiful, though, isn't it? I mean, to me, this moment in the film is magical.
How did you like the chocolate factory, Charlie?
I think it's the most wonderful place in the whole world.
Jake,
yes.
I'm
very pleased to hear you say that, because I'm giving it to you. That's all right, isn't it?
You know what you mean, Charlie, that...
I can't go on forever, and I don't really want to try. So, who can I trust to run the factory when I leave and take care of the Oompa Loompas for me? Not a grown-up. A grown-up would want to do everything his own way, not mine.
One of those blue eyes?
That's why I decided a long time ago that I had to find a child. A very honest, loving child to whom I can tell all my most precious candy-making secrets.
And that's why you sent out the golden ticket.
That's right. So the factory's yours, Charlie. You can move in immediately.
And me?
Absolutely.
What happens to the
rest? The whole family. I want you to bring them all. But, Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
So here we are 30 years later, almost to the day.
Almost to the day.
I don't think any of us thought at that point in time what this film would have grown into.
No.
Little did we know that 30 years later, we'd be sitting here together again.
Astounding.
Oh, well.
Okay, so here we are at the credits. There's my name.
There's my name.
Mine's just gone.
You're already gone. Michael.
My name's wrong written.
Auf Wiedersehen.
To my cast members, thank you very much. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks for watching. If you're still listening, then
bye-bye.
Good on you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Got any gum?